Welcome back to VSiN's Primetime Action Thursday night, divisional round week. Tomorrow night, we'll go through all four games in depth this weekend in the National Football League. Looking forward to that. Not that we haven't all week long, but our last stab at it tomorrow night. As far as tonight, hockey, pro basketball, college basketball. Johnny Avello to join us in minutes, but let's sneak in an update, Kelly.
Yeah, right now I'm just really. I said I marked it as an L already, Gil, but I can still be infuriated by the Raptors seeing 35 in the first, 36 in the second. They got 14 about halfway through the third. You know, you got to play some defense, Charlotte. You got to play some defense. Anyways, checking out those live numbers though. So that
seven
is
point
86.
Game. 7 point game. You're in it.
Now, there's a three coming for the Raptors.
Oh. Yeah,
86-76. Raptors, 10.5-point live favorite. 241.5 live total there. Sixers up on the Heat, 103-84. 10 minutes to go in the game. Sixers are 17.5-point live favorite. 232.5 live total. And the Spurs are up on the Rockets, 51-48. 10 minutes to go in the third there. Spurs, 6.5-point live favorite, 194.5 live total. On the ice, Bruins 1, Devils 0. Nothing changed since we last checked in. The third period is underway, though, now. Live total of 2.5 shaded heavily to the over. Capitals and Sabres about to get started in third. Capitals 4, Sabres 2. You can lay -1600 with the Capitals right now or catch +850 with the Sabres if you want to get in live. Or you can lay 2.5 goals, catch 2.5 goals based on however you want to bet that. End of the second in New York. Islanders up on the Rangers 4-0. Live total 5.5 in that game. Hurricanes Red Wings in the second period, 5 minutes ago in the second. Hurricanes won. Hurricanes -500 live, +375 coming back the other way. Live total of 3.5. End of the first in Winnipeg. Flames up 3-1. Flames -700 live, +475 coming back the other way. 8.5 live total in that game. End of first in Columbus, or in Nashville, sorry. Blue Jackets up 1-0 at the end of the first. Blue Jackets -250 live, +$2 coming back the other way. 4.5 live total in that game.
Matt, give me your pecking order of sports that you bet. Because we talked last night, hockey started. You were very open in saying, yeah, not a lot of hockey bets over here. College basketball, not your go-to either. So where do those fall?
So NFL, by far, the most volume and handle in those things. In a typical year, it would be college football. But I didn't put in any time this year because I didn't think college football was going to happen.
Right.
And so
that's how most of us approach it.
Yeah, so I didn't do any research leading into the season because I'm like, I'm not going to waste 80 hours of my life to sit there and be just like you said, hate myself that I just wasted 8 hours of my life. So I didn't do it. So I actually this year didn't do that at all. But typically it would be NFL, it'd be college football. Then it's really gotten to golf now for me coming in third, as far as like, again, frequency and how much I'm kind of putting in play for everything. And then below that is kind of like the rotating of NBA, Major League Baseball, whatever, all those kind of like make up the kind of the bottom tier of everything.
I think it's fascinating. Has that changed for you over the years?
Yeah, I used to bet, well, because you could just clean up on UFC. Like, you could just, like, MMA was like the easiest thing to bet in the whole
world. Days are over?
Yeah, days are long, long gone. Yeah. I used to put 10x into UFC what I'd put in anything else because it was just, the lines were just so beatable.
Interesting.
And then the popularity of the sport got, you know, so much, you know, and the information got so much easier to find and everything. Fight Pass came out. You could easily go watch old fights and things now and every, you know, like, so that got wiped away. Yeah. It used to be UFC by a lot, like MMA by a lot, but that's, those days are long gone.
5 years ago and further back, I would have said baseball. And everything else was second. Baseball's not even top four for me anymore because the game has changed. You starting pitchers come out so much sooner. Your ability to quantify what happens in a baseball game is that much less, at least a full baseball game. Do I make derivative baseball bets? Yes. For me, it's some combination of pro football, college football, tennis, and golf. And pro football handle, I would rank it high like you. Yep. But I pick my spots. So it's interesting how it changes over time. I'm curious how that goes for most people. It's Gil Alexander, it's Matt Brown, Danielle Alvari, and Kelly Bidlin. This is VSiN's Primetime Action. Speaking of Kelly, how do you, has that changed for you over the years?
Yeah, definitely. I would say mine is by handle NBA, then NFL, CFL.
Oh my goodness!
Golf.
So you and I didn't even mention basketball.
Yeah. Wow. NBA, NFL, CFL, that's pretty locked in top three. And then golf is probably third or fourth. And then maybe college football after that is probably fifth.
My a resolution, if you guys remember from 22, I will not make a soccer bet all year. There will be zero.
Right.
So I can tell you what the very last one for me will be soccer, because I will not make one soccer bet this year.
Matt, I haven't checked his New Year's resolutions, but if he hasn't broken that yet, Gil, he might be the last one where his resolutions are still maintained.
We crushed ours.
2 weeks past it, yeah.
We crushed ours. Me, you, and
me,
Danielle.
Me, Danielle, we've already
2 days.
Ruined us.
Hey, did I just bet a basketball game? I think I did. I'm not supposed to do that. Let's bring him in. He's kind enough to join us each and every week, right around this time. A little different tonight in terms of the time, but always on a Thursday. He's DraftKings Sportsbook Director. He's our friend Johnny of Vello. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing great, guys. Hope you're doing well also.
We are. Matt, I give you honors because I know what you want to ask here.
Well, yeah, we can start things off. Johnny, first, I'll go ahead and say, you were right. We sat here a month ago, and I said, hey, I think that New Jersey's going to hit $1 billion in handle. You said, I don't think it's going to get there, and you were right by $4 million. I'm going to give you the win on that one, but 996.3 coming in over there in New Jersey, just absolutely staggering numbers here. I mean, we only had, you know, a week and a half of basketball, a week and a day of basketball to go into that as well. A few college bowl games, but I mean, it was just a monster month for you guys. And then now you've got, states opening up here. Michigan could open up at any day now with everything that's going on, and seemingly every state with a bill that's going to be coming out. Everybody trying to get in the game here. So I imagine your next 18 to 24 months are going to be just absolute madness.
I believe so, Matt. New Jersey's been running at somewhere between 6 to 10% growth over the last 3 months, which is unbelievable. I didn't think they would get there 2 months ago. This last month, I wouldn't have bet on it that they wouldn't have got there because of this growth spurt that they're going through. But I guess maybe next month they will. Who knows? They're not going to have as many games, but they're going to have big games to wager on and more money on isolated games. So we'll see what next month does bring with college basketball certainly in full swing.
And Johnny, of that, I mean, with this growth that you're seeing, is it people, the customers that you guys already have that are just, maybe they started out as just NFL bettors and now they're betting all the sports, or is it continual customer acquisition, just more and more people getting into the game? Like, how is this continuing to grow at the rate that it is? Because like you said, I mean, it really is just astonishing.
I think there's a couple factors there, Matt. I think there are some new customers. Remember, we do a lot of promotions. We did a lot of promotions over the last couple of months. And so, we're making it easy for you to bet. Some of these are like no-brainers, bet $50 and win $50. If a team wins, scores a touchdown in the game, that type of stuff. So we're sure helping to handle. And, until New York opens up those borders and says, we're going to start taking this business, the people from New York are going to flow across over to Jersey. And that's what's been happening. So let's hope that New York gets in the game here digitally soon.
Johnny, something came up on the radio side this morning. It wasn't DraftKings. It was another shop. But folks were talking about how lines in the betting lines in the brick and mortar part of the business were sometimes different than what was on the app. Also, at this particular shop, different things are offered in different states. So something that's available in New Jersey might not be offered in Nevada. DraftKings, none of that is the case?
It's not the case so much on the, if it's offered retail, it should be offered digitally. It should be everywhere, except if you're running a different platform. In Mississippi, we're running a different platform. So Mississippi will be different. Scarlet Pearl will be different than the rest of the network, but everything else should be the same. As far as, you know, having content the same or being able to wager on content in different jurisdictions, that is up to the jurisdictions. I mean, we want to offer everything everywhere, but some places won't allow you to do player props on college. You know, some won't allow you to do the Emmys or the Oscars. Some won't allow you to do candy eating contests. So they're different. And so we abide by the bylaws of the state.
You're on to me. It was the candy eating contest that I was upset about.
The line at the counter was different for the candy eating contest than it was on the app. Gil couldn't. Yeah. You couldn't stand it. Well, Johnny, look, this is hockey gets going here, but the news cycle gets stolen yesterday by this big James Harden trade, goes over to the Nets. We see that the line starts moving rapidly. I mean, where were you sitting, and where did it go, and how fast did it take to get there?
Well, it did move a little bit on its own, you know, bets being taken. But then, when we caught up with it and got the news as fast as we did, then, you know, we made some adjustments, too. On the futures themselves, we actually took those down for a little bit and then we put those back up. So those we did have a little bit more time to adjust. News hits quickly and customers try to get on those things as quickly as they can. I don't blame them. That's, you snooze, you lose, right? As the old saying says.
Johnny, this might be a difficult question to answer, but they came out with the college football championship ratings, the television ratings, and it was 18.7 million Americans, which is very low for a college football championship. I think the lowest since 2004, if I'm not mistaken. And we were speculating, and it is just speculation, why that would be. Was it because there were other things happening in the country politically that people were distracted? Was it because the way that the college football season went was squirrely? Was it because the playoffs weren't to people's liking? Or was it just fatigue where there were six NFL games the 2 days before, and then people just had to be reminded there was a college football national championship? But none of this is the case with betting. So that's an interesting thing, and I guess I'm just sort of throwing it out open-ended to you. What do you make of that difference?
Well, I could tell you that it was the highest handle for any college game that we've ever had before.
Right.
Now that has to do with a few factors. Yes, people are betting more in the places that already had sports wagering, and we are in more states. And so every year when you and I have this conversation, probably for the next 5 years, I'll say our handle was the biggest we've ever had for that game. I think that'll continue to happen. I don't know. Maybe people just don't need to watch the games anymore. You're better off not watching them. You guys will attest to that, because watching a game will drive you nuts. It's better just to bet the game and look at the score at the end. But maybe they also tuned out of the game, you know, after Alabama got a convincing lead, because it never did get close again.
Could be.
Definitely.
But the upshot of all this is, of course, being this betting thing is going to catch on one day.
Yeah, exactly.
Never. It's never going to stop.
So, Johnny, in those numbers that came out, I mean, I think one of the things that really jumped off the page to me was the NBA handle. I mean, I understand there's far more NBA games are happening every day and all that, but I always thought that it seemed to me golf was the sport that had that was most poised to get the biggest growth from legalized betting and, you know, people getting more interested in that. But is NBA, have you seen with all these new markets coming in, is the NBA actually the sport that seems like is growing the most as far as betting and popularity?
Well, when I worked at Wynn, the NBA was a good handle. I mean, it was a good solid handle. But when I came to DraftKings, it dwarfs what we did, and not because of the size of the network, just even per place. Mm-hmm. NBA has been one of the top offerings ever since we've opened the door, so to speak, for the digital app, and it continues to grow. And if you asked me, I would have said, well, we know that the playoffs in the NBA are attractive and people like those, but the regular season is kind of hit and miss. Not on our network. I mean, every single night huge action on most of the games. So they love the NBA.
Is that the case for baseball, too? Do you just see it just daily, or is it not quite up to the same level?
It's not the same. It's the same amounts, but it's the same type of betting that each game does handle quite a bit. But NBA is just the handles on some of these games just crazy. And you know, I saw that when I first came to work for DraftKings, and it just continues to grow.
All right, last thing, Johnny. It's Johnny Avello from DraftKings, kind enough to join us again tonight on Thursdays here on Primetime Action. Of the four divisional round games, we always ask you this, what do you think gets the most handle of the bunch?
Well, I think I told you last week that was going to be the Steelers-Browns, and that was. That was our biggest right. As a matter of fact, that was one of our biggest right games ever. Wow. So I'm going to go... And the reason I'm going to go back to this game again is because of similar reasons. I'm going with the Bucs Saints, the last game of the four on Sunday evening, because first of all, it's a great matchup. You know, they will be meeting for the third time, but that's not going to take anything away from the wagering on this game. They're going to bet Tom Brady's bunch. They're going to bet the Saints. Everything's going to roll into this game. Every teaser and parlay and everything from the prior game. So I go with that as being the biggest again, the last game.
Yeah, I thought you might answer that. By the way, I lied. I do have one more follow-up to that. Did Pittsburgh losing outright to Cleveland make it a spectacular weekend for you guys?
Yeah. It was a really solid weekend. I mean, we gave away a lot of money because we had that promotion. Will it pick a team? Will they score a touchdown? You know, bet 50, get 50. So we paid out a lot of money on that. We still did well. And so that's the way I like it. When you're giving away money and you're still doing well, that's a good formula.
It's a good weekend for you guys all the way around. Johnny, can't thank you enough. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you so much.
Johnny Avello, sportsbook director at DraftKings. Gentleman, always a gentleman. When he used to work at the Wynn here, always the finest dressed man in town.
He'd have had some of my money if we had DraftKings here. He'd have had my Steelers.
He'd have had a lot of your money. A lot of my money.
Yeah, he'd have had a lot of my money. Steelers.
Shouldn't
money.
We insert that into every Johnny Avello interview? Like at some point, just be like, when's it happening in Nevada, Johnny?
Yeah. It would have been a better weekend if you were here. I just want to let you know because you'd have had all my Steelers money too. So
casually throw that in there. How are your Hornets looking?
Oh, 6-point game.
Down six. 9:58 left. Where's Daniel Berger? Well, let's update the golf, by the way. What are we doing here at the Sony Open? Again, second week in a row in Hawaii. Daniel Berger, 5-under through 13. 3 back.
I like that. Jason Kokrak, who's made some money for Matt on this show, 6-under through 15. He's climbing up the board. JT Poston, 16-under through 14. Or 6-under through 14, sorry.
Did anybody have Badley or Poston here?
No.
Both two back.
No. I'll be looking to fade them.
No.
As well. No. When these head-to-heads get posted, I'll be looking to
fade. Hey, where's my 145-1? Searching. Searching. Hold on. I'll be with you momentarily. You guys take over. Searching. He is not under par. Sorry. It's not going to get home.
It's a bad place to be.
He's even. He's back to even through 11. It's a long tournament. You never know.
It's a long tournament. I mean, you've got guys that are three. I mean, there's a big logjam at 3 and 4 under, too, from what I'm seeing. So, yeah, it's a long tournament, Gil.
Rockets and Spurs have definitely picked up the shooting. And they're a little tussle there in Texas. Spurs up 5, Spurs up 8. No, Spurs up 2, pardon me. 3 from the Rockets, 72-70. Spurs late third quarter there, if you have any bets on that. And the Sixers, not nearly the competitive battle that it was against the Heat in the first of this. What are we calling the back-to-back same location things?
I think you just came up with the shortest saying that makes the most sense. Because I feel like every time I try to say it, I stumble over different formations of words.
Right, because so, we can't say home and home.
Back-to-back, same location. It's back not to a back, home same location. It's a back-to-back, same location. Okay. I think you're right.
All right.
We're good with that.
Sixers up 121-100. They took care of business. Did Ben Simmons take more than 2 shots in this game?
Oh, you know what? I did not check that out. Let me go over that right now.
That should have been the headline of the night.
This was one I was hoping to get in on a live, didn't. I was considering just laying the 10 and a half. I don't know if you saw this, but Heat money came in late. I was a little surprised by it. Maybe, I don't want to say it kept me away from betting it, but it dropped maybe 2 points. I would say in the final hour before tip-off. I really don't know where that steam came in. But Ben Simmons, 4 for 8 today.
There you go. 4 for 8. You think someone had a conversation with him?
I mean, that's why I was heavy. You got to think after that last game, after everything that just happened with these trade talks, where he knew his name was on the table, there were all these reports that he was thrilled to be staying. There were some reports that Doc fought heavily to keep him. So, I mean, I was expecting him to have a big game. He's got 10 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists, a little triple-double coming back. That's pretty good.
I'm going to say that was a Daryl Morey conversation. Hey, Ben, maybe a couple more shots.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I really wish I knew all these all the stories that went in behind the scenes, because yeah. I've seen reports of the Rockets owner wanted nothing to do with the idea of trading James Harden to Daryl Morey. Who knows? I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall.
If you are a Houston sports fan, your football team got gutted, with the exception of Deshaun. Bill O'Brien's doing. Now there's no Harden anymore in Houston. How are you feeling as a Houston sports fan right now?
When your most functional team is the Astros.
Well, what you're saying is, please, George Springer, don't go. That kind of thing. We'll come back. VSiN's primetime action on a Thursday night right here on VSiN.com and iHeartRadio.
Live in-game action, then download the free Odds Trader app right now so you can start winning with the up-to-the-second info you need. Gil.
Danielle, the question I asked of Matt and Kelly earlier, and yeah. I chimed in on it as well, how which sports we bet most rampantly and how that's changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
5 years from now, conversation with you, and I can't wait to find out. Like, Danielle will be like, well,
I'll have the charts.
You know, I used to rock the women's basketball a lot, but now I'm all about the UFC.
Now
you know, I wonder, where will her arc go?
I mean, it's important. I think it's, you know, what we praise Danielle for all the time is tracking this stuff to start with. I mean, honestly, 10 years ago, I was betting more than I am now, unresponsibly, and not tracking stuff, and, you know, wondering why you're stuck at, you know, a 50% better, you know, and it's betting way more on NFL and not realizing that my strengths may lie elsewhere. So it's a great practice to get in the habit of and start tracking stuff and see where there's money to be made. And it's sometimes you don't think. I mean, CFL, I would have never guessed 6 years ago it's a sport that I really would have gotten into heavily betting and had success in. It really came from me falling out of love with baseball in general and not really being able to stand it. And that was something that really started getting televised more in the U.S. probably 6-7 years ago that I could watch during the summers and start betting it. And over the past few years, I've had a fair amount of success with it.
So. I didn't realize you were so gung-ho on the CFL.
Yeah, I you know, usually around here I'm known as the smaller football league guy. So the AAF, yeah, there's, you know, right, I can dig in.
That's how you knew all about Wolford. By the way, Wolford inactive for the Rams game.
Yeah.
So Jared Goff is your starter, and Blake Bortles will be your backup.
Might be better off with Bortles.
Jeez.
Depends what Bortles you get.
Oh, you get it's always the best Bortles.
Yeah, the only good Bortles is the fantasy garbage time Bortles.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's always amazing, Bortles.
That was randomly a really great segue, though, Gil.
What is?
Just the whole from the AAF bringing up a injury news.
As
today.
If we planned it. As if we planned
it. Pulling back.
But no, what Kelly was saying about you is absolutely correct. You are leaps and bounds ahead of the average person who is not tracking their bets, who is not paying attention, who is not intellectually curious.
Yeah.
So kudos to you, Ms. Alvari.
Yeah. I mean, is it common though? Most people tend to bet on an area that they feel super comfortable in, or it's their favorite sport to watch.
No.
Most people bet on what's on TV.
Most people bet just whatever's available.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that, but I keep track of it.
Yeah. Most, I mean, do you think most people, like, I mean, most people, the sort of knee jerk to stuff like that is, oh, you're betting on the team you love. Do you think people actually do that? I don't think they do that. Or do they? And I'm just naive.
I think that at least from the I think the very basic of basic level bettors probably do. I think once you've risen past the absolute basics, you stop doing that.
Yeah. I think people bet what's there. So if there are four football games this weekend, people will be inclined to bet them all.
For sure. I think, though, if given the opportunity to bet on your home market team, you are much more prone for the casual bettor to bet on your home market team, for sure.
When we do the grids, DraftKings has been kind enough to provide us with grids of their how throughout all their states, all their jurisdictions, who bets what ticket and handle wise in the NFL.
Right.
BetMGM does it for us on the morning show. The state where they are the most consistently homer is Tennessee. Tennessee Titans are number one money and handle. Money and tickets. Pretty much every time but once, and that time they were second. Now, they haven't had a long history. It's only been a couple months. Mm. But it's interesting. If you took it by state, they actually fall right into that. Like, initially, they're like, we're betting our team. We love our team. And that's great. By the way, it's worked out more often than not good for them.
Right.
But it's interesting to see a state born into sports betting and how the entire state is betting that team.
The Raptors just got. I'm actually live in this game. The Raptors just got five consecutive offensive rebounds before getting fouled on a putback, and now at the line.
Raptors up 10, 104-94, 5:45 left, and at the line trying to add to it. Brick. Still
Zach and Pepperdine going on too right now, and I did grab Pepperdine plus 27 before tip off. I think it's going to be close.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that yesterday that you thought it would be close.
Yeah, it used to be a dog fight.
And why again was that? Because Pepperdine...
This is their Super Bowl for them. It's the only game they care about in the year versus Gonzaga. I think it's going to be scrappy.
Listen, I know some handicappers who believe in that kind of stuff wholeheartedly. And
I'm one of them. I'm just kidding. Not a handicapper.
They swear by it.
Clearly.
We'll see. Hopefully Gonzaga doesn't go all Gonzaga on them.
I'd be happy if they did.
We'll come back. We'll talk about who's going to score the most points and the least points in the NFL. We got those markets and more on VSiN's Primetime Action.
Get ready for the 2021 hockey season with our NHL betting preview guide with over 80 pages of insights on the teams, players, and trends to watch. From Andy McNeil, our VSiN hockey expert, it's available now for all VSiN subscribers, or get your copy today for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Gil.
Andy McNeil getting it done off the grid in hockey tonight.
I
had himself a little under.
I'm going to start to read that and find out what this hockey thing's a boot. I'm really looking forward to
a boot.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say
he just wanted to say a boot.
You should read that in like Canadian.
It was a long way to go to get
is
to
it
a
not
boot.
Written right,
really long.
You
way.
Should read that in Canadian. Why should you write the copy in Canadian?
Why don't you apologize to her now, Matt?
For
saying sorry. No, I thought you were
sorry.
I thought you were saying that she did read it in Canadian. I'm like, no, she did not read that in Canadian.
Yeah, it was French, actually. You speak French.
I made it when Andy's on. I've made about roughly 35 Canadian jokes, and by like number 15, he was kind of over it. He was like, "All right, Gil, it's not funny."
He did come on with us. What was that last night?
All right, ketchup chips. You already said that.
Right, ketchup chips.
Understand. Maple syrup. Yeah.
Tim Hortons. I know. It's
funny. His first words with us the other night. He was like, "What's going on with you guys down there in the United States?" Now I know where it's coming from.
Yeah. Daniel Berger, 6 under, 2 back, through 14. Here comes Daniel Berger. All right, Kelly, we have our first sweat of the night. Raptors up 8 over the Hornets, 107-99, just over 3 minutes left. Hornets with a follow-up.
Ugly bucket. I'll take it. Ugly bucket. Let's go.
There's an offensive rebound. You have what now? +7.5?
+8.5.
Pardon me.
And it closed, I think, about 10.5. So, you know, if it really ends at 9 or 10, I'm going to be really upset.
Because you'll have self...
Actually, not really, because I wouldn't have bet it.
Self-loathing attached to it as well. All right, we'll track that. Raptors three-pointer, no good. But the Hornets cannot get an offensive rebound to save their lives. They do get one on the tip there.
Yeah, luckily.
Yeah.
The ball got saved to them instead of...
You need this three. No, of course not. Good things don't happen.
And the Hornets only have three guys down on that half of the court for some reason.
All right, well, we'll reconvene when we're down to the final seconds. But right now, it is a Plinko situation. The old Price is Right game. Drop the metal chip.
Oh, yeah.
Lands in a row.
Not even a roll. They still do that. That thing is still alive and well.
Yeah. I saw a preview, actually, from some network game show coming up that's just that. They renamed it, but it's just Plinko.
Primetime Plinko?
I saw it the other day, and I was like, isn't that's just Plinko.
Primetime Plinko. Okay.
Heading to overtime, it looks like Bruins and Devils tied at 2 in that one. A bunch of goals in the Capitals Sabres game with a minute left in the third, 5-4 in favor of the Capitals there. No change in the Islanders and the Rangers, 4-0, about 7.5 to go there. Hurricanes up 1-0 on the Red Wings at the beginning of the third period. Blue Jackets and Predators are tied in the middle of the second period there. Flames and Jets, already 5 goals in that thing. Already 5 goals and 5 minutes left in the second period.
Yeah.
That's my type of hockey, Gil. Give me all the goals.
I didn't finish the Andy McNeil thought. He had the under in the Carolina-Detroit game, 14:45 left in the third quarter, 1-0. Canes, the total was 6.5 when it opened. So nice job out of him. But, of course, we did not have him today. Oh, there's Kelly with the clap.
Game.
All right, we have a three-point game.
Sorry.
Raptors up 3. 1:30 left in this one. Kelly catching 8.5. What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Clapping in a TV studio is usually not something you're supposed
clapping
to do.
Clapping with 90 seconds left, up 3.
So
oh,
Kelly,
my God,
I guess we'll,
30-footer.
Right,
what was that shot? Rebound, Raptors. Oh, and they lose it out of bounds despite the board.
Give our spiel here, even though we're not... We probably aren't going to bet it, but this Warriors-Nuggets game, it's sitting 225.5, at least at a couple of books that are still out there. It has moved to 226.5 at a couple of other books, so people are on the over where I was talking about 225.5 when we were on break about 10 minutes ago. But listen, the Nuggets do play at one of the slowest paces in all the league, but they cannot play defense at all. And the Warriors' defense comes and goes. And of course, we know Jokic is going to get his no matter what. They're fully rested. They don't play again until Sunday, I think it is, or something. So we don't have to worry about anything from them as far as shenanigans from players sitting or anything like that or resting. I like the I really want to bet the over. I just don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger, but I do want to give the spiel at least.
You're totally pulling the trigger because you brought it up off air. Now you brought it up on air. You're playing it.
I would lean that way, Matt. I've been very close to pulling the trigger on the Nuggets a couple times. This Golden State Warriors team, though, is just they're one of the few teams left. I think in the NBA, at least for me personally, is handicapping the NBA where I'm like. It's dangerous. I'm not betting on them, and I've tried to stay away from betting against them because Kelly Oubre Jr., Andrew Wiggins, you never know when they're going to go off for 30. Even Steph this year has been very up and down with games. I'm loving, though, how James Wiseman's coming along, and ever since Draymond Green's gotten back in the lineup, the two bigs, Green and Wiseman, have really formed a nice little connection, and they're playing really well together. So I would think Jokic is going to be able to dominate especially you got a rookie up against him. I mean, he looks like just such a savvy guy in the post against the best in the league. Now you're putting him up against a rookie. But you're right. I mean, for people that haven't watched the NBA this year, Matt, I don't know how many people, if you asked them about the Nuggets, you would think right away, top 3 efficiency on offense and one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA. And that's what they are right now.
Just one of the cannot play a lick of defense. So, I mean, you know, again, I know you probably, people are looking at this and they're going, but the Nuggets play so slow. And they do. And they do play so slow.
They
but
do.
When you're just allowing the other team to continue to score every time they go to the other end, there have been some really high scoring games so far. I don't know. Maybe I will end up playing a small, maybe I'll Put a little snort on the over.
I would also lean Pacers in the other game tonight. They have been on the West Coast now for a few games. I didn't pull the trigger on, but I was looking harder at yesterday. I'm a little surprised by the line movement going their way. So I would lean that way, but no bet for me.
Need a bucket here, Kelly.
Yeah.
Hornets to the right. Oh, big rebound in the drive.
Good draft pick.
Down three, catching 8.5, 40 seconds left. You do not want overtime.
I do have a little of that sprinkle on the money line, too.
You do not want overtime. Oh, you do have sprinkle on money line? Maybe sprinkle you do want overtime line. Then. Pardon me. Then you do. That I did not know about. Lowry.
Didn't get it.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Siakam rebound.
Just can't get a defensive board to save their lives.
Another goal in that Flames and Jets game. There's 6 goals in that game already.
That's the kind of hockey you like. Yeah, that's kind of hockey.
Tied up 3-3 in the second period.
It's the kind of hockey you were reared on in Louisiana.
It is. I mean, give me 6 goals.
Matt Brown ready to bet the NHL now.
Give me 6 goals.
All right, we'll come back. I promised we would do most points scored, least points scored in the NFL this weekend. We will do that next with Danielle. Coming back on VSiN's Primetime Action.